It's KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. It's March 14th, not just the day before the Ides of March. 314 is a special day all its own. This is Pi Day, when we celebrate the irrational, infinite, transcendent excellence of the universal constant. The ratio of circumference to diameter is 3.14, approximately, and we began observing Pi Day on March 14th, 30 years ago today. A coworker remembers her math teacher would always celebrate by bringing in a baked pie. And that sounded like such a great idea that we have invited a Seattle baker who has become an Instagram star with her elaborate, colorful, whimsical home-baked pies. Lauren Coe, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Happy Pi Day.
Thanks. You too. Happy Pi Day.
How are you celebrating?
Probably eating some pie, and I am leading some Pi Day workshops today, local in the city.
Wait a minute. Baking Pi Day workshops or geometrical Pi Day workshops?
Pie design workshops.
Okay.
So.
But they are your pies are beautifully geometric.
Thank you.
Do you is it math inspired?
No, it's funny that you say that. A lot of people are like, you must have an engineering background.
Right.
You must be some sort of mathematical genius. And the irony in that is that math has always been my weakest subject. I always hated it. I'm terrible at it. So it's, you know, it's funny how life works out sometimes.
Well, do you need pi to calculate your apple rose tart diameter in relation to the circumference of your sweet potato ribbons?
If I did, I don't think it would be very helpful to me. I wouldn't get very far. My husband asked me last night, how many digits of pi can you recite? I'm like 3.14. That's about as good as it gets. So
do you design your pies out very carefully though? You'd have to plot those out, I would think.
I don't. And I never sketch things out. I never plan the designs ahead of time, mainly because I don't have time for it. I don't have the patience for it.
Wait a minute. The pies that I'm looking at right now, I wish our listeners could see these are intricate. These are not sketched out or planned out in any way.
Yeah,
this is winging it?
Yeah, they're all kind of happy accidents. So I have some general nebulous idea in my head, and I just kind of get to work. And depending on how well the dough or the fruit cooperate, I just kind of move along. And then whatever results is what comes to be.
Man, I would like to live around your wastebasket because are you throwing away a lot of great stuff?
No, I'm not one for food waste. So usually the finished products, because we've reached, you know, pie oversaturation in my house, we give them away, friends, family, former coworkers, neighbors. But in terms of like filling and, you know, decoration and garnish scraps, I throw all those in the freezer for smoothies when summer comes around.
Mm, good. I had assumed you were a professional designer, and you're not.
Yeah, I think a lot of people ask me if I have a design background or if I'm trained in culinary or pastry, and I have no training or no professional experience in either of those industries or areas. I have a degree in international studies. I started as a social worker and then eventually went on to higher education administration. And here we are. Now I bake pies full time.
No training, no experience. You don't sketch your pies out in advance. So then what does it take to be a pie star? You're making it sound like anybody could do it.
I mean, I really think anybody can do it. I try to tell people over and over, I'm just a regular person, a self-taught home cook, home baker. And, you know, this has just been a really fun way to combine my love of food and eating and baking and my love of color and art into one, you know, hobby that has just become a thing, I guess.
What does it take to be great at it, at what you do?
Well, I guess in terms of my kind of geometric design style, I think precision and an eye for detail. It probably helps that I'm a little bit fastidious, so just naturally want things to be precise and orderly, so I think that helps. And then, you know, if you're patient and willing to kind of devote a fair amount of time to completing a project like this, then I think you're good to go.
I'm looking at your Instagram, Lauren, and there are spirals, designs, grids, popping colors, deconstructed pies, I would call it. What's the pie you're most proud of mastering?
Well, I have a blueberry pie on there, and the design we've kind of coined as the Loco Kitchen signature spoke, because it was just something that was inspired by string art, and I just kind of went out on a limb to see if I could replicate it, and people responded really positively to it, and now that's kind of become my signature string art geometric style, and it's wild to see that design kind of reverberating across the internet and seeing other people creating pies very similar in style in their own home and their own baking. So I feel like that pie has a little bit of nostalgia for me, or I'm a bit attached to it just because that kind of felt like the very beginning of something crazy and big.
It looks like you've swirled your spokes, the crust on top, around something in the middle.
So usually as I'm constructing the crust, I place a round kind of cookie cutter in the middle just as a reference point. And then I lay these straight dough strips around where the center of the dough strip is kind of touching the round cutter. And I go all the way around until the entire surface of the pie is covered with dough. And then I carefully remove the center round cutter, fill it with some berries or whatever the filling is, and then pop that in the fridge to chill before baking.
Is there a pie that you failed at and failed at and failed at and failed at and then succeeded at?
I haven't. So because time is limited and some of these creations take so long, I don't usually make the same thing over and over and over and over. But recently I have been experimenting with colored pie crust, but naturally colored pie crust. So not really interested in putting a bunch of food coloring in things, but I've had some good success with coloring things with beets or cranberry powder or freeze-dried raspberries. So I tried to make a black pie dough with activated charcoal, and I didn't add enough charcoal, and it turned into this like really awful, like sickening gray color. Baked it up and it was just a disaster. So
this pie does not have enough charcoal in it.
Yeah, it doesn't have enough charcoal to make the color strong enough. So it's pretty nauseating to look at. But I did try that one more time, added a little bit more charcoal to it, adjusted the proportions, and if you hop over to my feed, the post that I am making for Pie Day has some of that black pie dough.
How does charcoal taste in a pie?
What I found that all this coloring, the natural coloring that I'm adding to the pie dough, has no effect on the flavor. It still tastes like buttery, flaky pie crust.
You mentioned you figure out how to use beets to color your pies. You use something called beet compound butter?
Yeah, so my first foray into colored pie dough was with freeze-dried raspberries, and that didn't color things very strongly. Again, almost like the gray dough, but luckily pink is slightly more palatable color. But I had a chef comment on that post and say, you should try using beets and beet compound butter and beet juice. And so I reached back out and asked her if she had a recipe that she would be willing to share. So long story short, she emailed me, walked me through the process of adding beet puree to softened butter and then using that as, in the same proportion of butter that I use in a regular dough recipe. And then instead of using ice water, I used cold beet juice and came out with this like vibrant fuchsia colored dough.
We're talking with the Instagram star. Can I call you that?
Sure.
Star? 100,000 followers. Lauren Coe, Loco Kitchen is your feed is called that.
Yes. Loco Kitchen.
There is a kind of Martha Stewart effect where somebody starts to feel out of reach perfect. So have you had a pie disaster?
Oh, of course.
Will you please tell that story?
So I actually only made my first pie a year and a half ago. So for anybody that's worried about pie being this scary thing that is unattainable, I mean, I think if I can do it, anyone can.
A year and a half ago was your first pie.
Yeah, and just kind of went for it. And, sometimes it turns out and sometimes it doesn't. But a couple months after I made my first pie, I made another one. And I was super proud of it. It was a Marionberry pie with this really awesome, intricate lattice on top. I took it to Thanksgiving at my in-law's house. And when it came time to serve dessert, of course, my pie was the only dessert available that evening, and it turned out to be woefully undercooked. And so the bottom crust was raw, and the filling was totally runny and overly juicy, and it was just basically a disaster. And my in-laws were so sweet and kind and insisted on, you know, politely eating it, and I just sat there mortified as everybody was, you know, choking this disaster of a pie down. So took a little break after that. That was a little embarrassing, but...
See, on Instagram, no one would know.
I guess not.
How many of your Instagram pies look beautiful but taste lousy?
Well, I would say we eat all of them.
Okay.
So
that's good to know.
I left that overly juicy disaster behind. And since then, I would say most of them are edible because, again, I'm not one for food waste. I'm not doing this just for the art, even though I was initially drawn in by the design. But, you know, it's food, it's time, it's ingredients. They don't just go in the trash. So they have to be edible. They have to taste good.
One of your designs I love, you call it Tangram,
mm-hmm.
which like the puzzles that some of us may remember. Will you describe those in case we don't remember them?
Yeah, I think if my memory serves well, it was like an educational math puzzle game or something where they're made of shapes. There's triangles, parallelograms, squares, I think, rectangles. And I think we use them to kind of illustrate how you can assemble different shapes together and create other shapes and other forms. As I mentioned, I'm drawn to geometric patterns and shapes and things like that. So drawing on those childhood memories and experiences seemed like a good match for some of the designs that I create.
It has kind of a mosaic stained glass color cool effect.
Yeah, definitely. And it plays into my interest in, you know, bright color combinations and pairing interesting flavors together. So yeah, it's a perfect storm.
Here's what I want to know, Lauren. What's a pie that's far easier to make than it looks? That's where I'm living.
Yeah, I think some of these Tangram ones are pretty easy. Actually, I think most of my pies look more complicated than they are to execute. You know, I do demos or I show people and they're like, oh, I could totally do that. So, but I think the fruit tart, you make a simple curd with, you know, egg yolk, some bright acidic citrus juice, butter, cook it down, bake the tart. And then basically you're just, let's say I have a cranberry tart on there with persimmon tangram. So you're basically peeling the persimmon, slicing it, and then just cutting shapes out of it and laying it on top in whatever arrangement you want. And that's it.
Got anything even easier than that?
It's
still beautiful.
I mean, I guess you can make any sort of fruit curd that has a bright color and you don't have to decorate it at all. Or, you know what, you don't have to cut the fruit at all. You can just slice it up and, you know, arrange it on top and you're good to go.
Can you possibly have a favorite pie at this point?
I recently made a black sesame tart with, you know, the Tangram aesthetic, and it had dragon fruit, kiwi, mango, papaya, and I also soaked some drag fruit and beet juice to make it pink. And I don't know, it was my first foray into a vegan dessert, so I was pretty nervous and scared about that. I'm a firm believer in butter and full-fat desserts, but was pleasantly surprised, and I just really am drawn to the striking color contrast and the pops of color. So, I was really pleased with how that one turned out.
How's it taste?
Pretty good. Black sesame. It's not too sweet.
I love black sesame.
A little bit better about yourself because it's vegan and maybe it feels a little healthier.
Yeah. Lauren Coe, thanks for the delight.
Thank you so much for having me.